Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Sun and warm temperatures in the forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Northumberland County farmers are facing significant headwinds this growing season, with many of the issues out of their control. The ongoing Middle East war and the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz is causing the price of fuel and fertilizer to skyrocket. Alan Crothers, president of the Northumberland Federation of Agriculture, tells Robert Washburn of Consider This that diesel fuel has increased by 54 cents per liter since January, and fertilizer has gone up 20% since the fall, with prices likely anticipated to go higher later this year. Crothers says what is also hurting farmers is employment difficulty.
I've had this conversation with quite a few people over the last couple of months, that it's harder and harder for them to find reliable help to work on their farm. You know, a lot of people want to have, they want to have a comfortable lifestyle. They want to have lots of cash to do certain things. They want to travel.
The full interview can be heard at considerthis.ca. The Ganaraska Region Conservation Authority says the water levels on Lake Ontario have stabilized, but will continue to be above average for the next several weeks. The flood warning issued says the seasonal water level has most likely peaked, with flooding forecasted to be low. However, there are risks that there could be beach submersion, shoreline flooding, and wave-driven erosion along Lake Ontario. Construction on King Street West in Cobourg has begun. Work in that area of Cobourg Creek Bridge and Ontario and William Streets are expected for 6 months. The work includes water main, sanitary and storm sewer replacement, and road resurfacing. The work has been separated into two sections of King Street West. There will be temporary traffic restrictions. In sports, the Cobourg Kodiaks lacrosse team are in Six Nations tonight, looking to make it two wins in a row. The Golden Knights and Hurricanes kick off the Stanley Cup Final tonight, and the Jays are in Atlanta for a date with the Braves. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
I'm Philip Lawrence, your Member of Parliament for Northumberland Clark. It's an honor of a lifetime to serve each and every one of you as your voice in Ottawa. As your federal representative, my office is here to help you with any federal programs or services that you may require assistance with. Everything from passports to CRA to OAS. We are here to help. Give us a call at 905-372-8757. That's 905-372-8757. Thank you once again. It's an honor and privilege to serve.
Oh my gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt.
Let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny today, I-22. Clear tonight, low of 11. Sunny tomorrow and 25, with sun on Thursday and 28. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.